With that, we say congratulations, Coach. Nice win tonight.
Yeah, no, it was good. We came on the road, and our bench energy, our just how we played with a sense of urgency to start the game off was really elite. Both ends of the floor, scoring the basketball, getting stops. You know, it was just a great, great first half by our guys.
Yeah, that first half, you build up the 10-point lead. It's up 20-10. They make a little run, make it at 20-15, but then you go on a 19-1 run that really turned the tide. And from that point on, it was your ball game to win.
Yeah, and they're tough games to play. You know, when you're up big in the second half, and how do you play it? You want to guarantee that you win. You know, and then you know I wouldn't say we had the same focus defensively in the second half. We're trading buckets early, but overall, a really good effort. I mean, it's how you play these games when you get up big on the road. You know, you see it almost in football, the prevent defense, where you guarantee you're going to win the game. And while I would have loved to win by 35 tonight, it doesn't matter. You win by 1 or 16 or 35, it's a win. I think there's plenty for us to build on in terms of momentum and in terms of how we played. And I think there's just lots of positives that we're going to stay looking at.
We talked with Owen Long. He scores 24 points tonight, passes the 1,000-point mark for his career. But probably the player who had the biggest impact in that first half was Caden Evans.
Unbelievable, you're right. I mean, he made threes, but I mean, playing the passing, I thought that was a huge thing for us. And we haven't been a team that's forced a ton of turnovers this year, but to start the game off, we were all over the place. We ended up with 10 steals compared to 5 for them, and Caden Evans has more steals than their entire team, as he has 6. So, you know, we keep preaching, you know, his shot is going to go in some night, it's not going to go in other nights, but as long as he's being the aggressor, it's going to be, you know, positive things for our ball club.
You know, Owen Long with the 24 points, and you know, we talked to him, and it's one of those games where it looked like everything he was going to shoot tonight was going to fall in, but you know, he didn't miss a few. But when he got to the free throw line, 6 for 6, but for him, when he's feeling it, he's a fun guy to watch.
Well, you know, and a lot of it has to do with defense, and this is a Pitt State team that's been struggling to guard this year, and they guarded him pretty well on the top of the key, but anytime he got below the elbows, there, you know, he could get back to his step back. He had space to play with, and if he has space to play with, boy, he's just a shooter. I mean, we were fed at a church by Paul Meinke, the pastor, and his family over Christmas break, and they have an activity center with a carpet basketball court and a hoop, and there's probably some outdoor balls there. And here's Owen shooting in this. We don't know how tall the hoop even is, and he couldn't miss. All I mean, he's just standing out there. That's what he does, right? He shoots. Shooters are shooters. They can shoot if it's 9.5 foot, 10.5 foot, no matter where you're at. And that's what he does. And while we're continuing to impress upon him the importance of the defensive end and rebounding and doing all the other things, one thing he is elite at, and that is getting shots off. And if he has space, he's going to hit them.
Well, you'll make the short trip over to Joplin for Saturday's game against Missouri Southern. And here's a team that has some pretty good players, and this is going to be another nice test for your basketball team.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge test. I mean, this team went to Central Oklahoma and beat them. Central Oklahoma's, you know, they're beating Northwest Mo by 14 right now. It's about over, 40 seconds left. So, and this is a team that went to Central Oklahoma and beat them. They're good. They're physical. It's on the road. We're going to have to play incredibly well. If we're not the best versions of ourselves, it's going to be a long night. But we've got a day and a half here to get prepared. We'll stay on the road. We go straight to Joplin from here, and we'll watch this game film. We'll have a full practice on the game court that we'll play on Saturday. We'll go through film scout. We'll eat meals. We'll stretch. We'll get the guys hydrated, and we'll get them as focused as we possibly can with a one-day turnaround.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight, and we'll see you on Saturday over in Joplin.
Thanks, my friend.
That's Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty joining us here on postgame again. The Hornets win it tonight 79-63. We'll be back with some final comments right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
The John Deere 6M started with the life.